Thursday the 17th of September, Kof Ches Elul, Rabbi Yehoshua Meir Freshwater, Tefillah B'dor Acharon.
Good morning. People say, have you said Slichas yet? We're going to say Slichas. So, is there from the Sas Velevazach at Sadiq Livrucha, he always used to say, that's the wrong way of saying, have you said Slichas? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayayim HaShem Selachti Kedvorecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Slichas is Selayach. The task of our task is to ask for Slichas. So really we're saying, have you asked Slichas? Are you going to ask for Slichas? And the Bein Yishleim says, Vayayim HaShem, the Bein Yishleim should say, Selachti Kedvorecho. Remind me of a sipper on the Kotel Tzemach Yedrach Tzadik Kodesh Devrucha. The Kotel Tzemach Yud Tzad is on Erev Sikkis, and the Kotel Tzemach was most of his life was very unwell, and he had literally no koyach. He was the but whenever it came to the Zman Tfilo, he was Kegiboy, he was Miskaba Kegiboy, and used to it was like a different person. Kedshas Atvila, he got new koiches and he used to dumb with biggest love. It's Atgedei Kach. It's said that one of the big gedolim of the time of the Kodesh Tzemaget, he went to Gulis. Like it was the day of the previous tzaddikim. They used to go in Gulis dressed up, and no one should know them, and go from town to town. So one of the Gedolim of that time was on Gulis, and he happened to stay by the house of the Kodesh Tzemaget. And he said that he saw the Kodesh Tzemaget, besides he was a bookie by Babli Vidushalmi, but they ate some Indian. He was the whole time Mamasha Choyle, Choyle, and Mashas Atveli was in Skabu Kwadi. That Mamash had the biggest palace, and from that time on, he never used to, even though he didn't, in the place where he lived, they never knew about the Gedolim of where the Kodesh Tzemaget lived. From then on, he never would say anything, he would never agree to say anything against the Derech of the Tzadikim, because he saw firsthand the avoid of the Kodesh Tzemaget. Al Kapun and the Kodesh Tzemaget, every year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he would dumb for the Umet, even though it was Chulash, he dumb for the Umet, and it's been Mo'ed Achman. Came the last year of his life, this was Nifta Erev Sikkis, so he was already extremely unwell from already a few months before. But the whole of Elul, he was dumbing for the Umet, even though he was Wunet Zlan, Chayle Mesikin. When he came to Yom Kippur, he couldn't daven anymore for the Omer, so they brought him into the shil, and he was lying in his bed, they brought him to the shil, and he stood there, he was in his bed in the shil. Before the chazan came to light Yom Kippur, to Vayayim HaShem Solach Teketurecho, he told the chazan to stop, and he started saying that, Kodesh Baruch Hu is a koil yuchoy, he's got a koyer. And what he's asking is a Kodesh Baruch Hu to say two words, Selach Tiket Vilecho. Al Kapunim is he made the biggest others ever, you see, was. And then he said the chazan. Says the lachdik. So he said, even though there's no Eden betimim, there's no tzaddikim. Started listing out all the tzaddikim down the generation, all the Eden betimim, the tzaddikim like the Eden betimim. And that's how he was Mo'ed Achma, Kodesh Baruch Hu, to say, Selach Tiket V'Lecho. So I saw in the Mamish, in the Lushna HaMedrash in Parshas Emor, it's Mamish says the same words in the Koshet Samagid on the Pusik of the Kus of Zeus, the Deir Achron. It's the capital of Terem of Tvilil Unichiyatov. So it says there, David HaMelech said, Kus of Zeus, the Deir Achron. So the Medrash says, who is the Deir Achron? What does it mean, the Deir Achron? So the Medrash says, the David HaMelech was mispalel the Deir Achron. The Lushna HaMedrash, Ein Luni Loi Melech, there's no Melech, Veloi Yidim Etimim, there's no Yidim Etimim, Veloi Koyain, Veloi Novi. There's no Schissen, there's no Melech, there's no Imitimim, there's no Koyain, there's no Novi. And David HaMelech was mevakish, even though they have no schis atvile, the Bein Shleim should still listen to the tvile. And brings the pusik punu el tvile asu ado. Stoop shoot them, and the word ado either means velushin is others that he didn't know. Amboide rachmim, or it's the lushin of cholm, for the lushin udi udi ada yisoidba. Punu el tvile asu ado, even though it's becholm. ולבוזו יש תפילוסם. דוד המלך הוא ספר לקודש ברוך ראשון מבאס את התפילה. תיקוס וזו יש לדויר אחרי. So the Pusik finishes, ועם נברו יעלו כה. That the קודש ברוך הוא said that even in the דויר אחרי, when there's no מלך, there's no אינם תימים, there's no קוין, there's no נובי, still, לבוזו יש תפילוסם, he will still listen to the תפילס, ועם נברו יעלו כה. הקודש ברוך הוא will be by the Klal Yisroel B'riya Chadusha. That's a Lushna Medrash. Even though there's no Schism, Kodesh Baruch Hu will still be Mekabel the Tvile, and he will make Klal Yisroel as if they're born again. V'am Nivru, the Klal Yisroel will be Nivru, will be created from fresh, as if they're B'riya Chadusha, and that's why V'am Nivru Yahalul Ka. So the Dovid HaMelech was a spowl for the later generations, when there will be no schis that it should be kabudis atvile, im kol zois leivuzo es tvilusa. We see from this medrash, the medrash says, even though Klal Yisroel won't have any schism, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mekabel the tvilis, it's not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mekabel the tvilis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu boide oisam b'riya chadusha. The koyach of the tvilis, the klal yisur will become b'riya chadusha, will become like new people. The Yaros Devash says on the, as one of the drushas, where he explains the whole tvilah of Shemoneh Esrei. So he explains by Mechaya HaMaisim, he says, what's the kavuna of Mechaya HaMaisim, besides little kavuna, HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Mechaya people who are Maisim. So the Yaros Devash says, it's a person, is connected to his Makar, to the Bein Shleilam. If he gets cut off from the Makar of the Bein Shleilam, he's not considered Chai, he's considered Mess. It's as if he's dead, even though he's physically alive, or he's cut off from his Makar. His Neshama is not alive. And B'koyach HaTshiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaya Maisim. He gives in fresh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His Mechai, he makes his Neshama alive again. And that's the Kavuna of the Tvile Mechai HaMaisim, the Dayas Tavash. When we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai HaMaisim, we have to have a minute pshita that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Mechai, even someone who's Zechmon Etzlon, considered like a mess, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechai HaMaisim. We see from the Medrash, from the Medrash of Parshas Emor, which we just said over, B'koyach HaTvilu V'am Nivru Yahalul Ka. A person can be born from afresh, B'koyach HaTvilu. What's the Pshat B'koyach HaTvilu? We saw from the Rabbi Yonason, Mechaya HaMaisim, even if someone's B'chenes Mes, Kodesh Baruch Hu has the middle of Mechaya HaMaisim. That's B'koyach HaTvilu, because it's Yediyah, the Mephoshim explain, the word Tvilu comes from what's in Parshas Vayitzei, Shas, the lady of Naphtali, the mother of Naphtali Leah, said Naftila lele kem neftalti, which means Rashi explains there the word Naftuli is solution Dvaikis. From Lushan, coming together, coming back together again. That's the Lushan of Naftuli. And that's the Shailus of the word Tvilu. Tvilu means, if a person is being drawn far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and is away from his Shailus, Adkadei Kach Munetzlan is called the title Mes, Mekoyach HaTvilu, he's mistapik himself back to the Mekoyder HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he gets the title Chai, and it's actually the Pusik says, Chai, Chai, Yedichu B'Shabchichu. Mekoyach the Yedichu B'Shabchichu, the Tvilis, Neshiz Vishbuchas, a person gets the title of Chai, he becomes alive again. Because the Tvilah connects him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's written in Chazal that the Mayim HaTachtoinim, Mishnas the Bris Woylam, the Mayim HaTachtoinim were upset and they were crying because before they were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and now they're far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we'll have a Menachem the Mayim HaTachtoinim. What's the Tachim of the Mayim HaTachtoinim? That the Melach, the Melach from the which comes from the seawater, that will be used by the Kabunas, and that gave the Mayim Tanchimen, and they stopped the Pchiz. Zediyah, a beautiful Vatoil from the Friedrich Esmudem, Al Naharis Bovel Shom Yushavni Gam Buchini Bezachraini Estir. Why does it say Gam Buchini? We also cried. What's we also on our house, Bobby Yushabni? I Buchini. So the Swarm will say, Pshat is, but the Chom Besamigdosh, the Mayim were Boich again, because what was the whole reason why the Mayim were Tanchimim, they were comforted, is because they were being used, their Melach, on the Kabunas. But once it came to the Chom, they were crying again. The Melach, Yidin sat by the Nahar Bovel and they realized that Mistoma the Nahudas were crying. Why? Because they are no longer having the Zechis to have any Eskavus to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they made the Kavachoyim, they of course should also be Boichan, that they were in Nigrash from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Pshat, and the Nahar Bovel Shom Yushavni, and they realized the Nehudas were crying because they were away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, Gam Buchini, we also cried in addition to the Nehudas who were crying. So the Swarm attached, that's the Pshat, Shivchi Kamayim Libach Noichach Pnei Hashem, means just like the Mayim, while they crying Noichach Pnei Hashem, they want to be Noichach Pnei Hashem. So also the Shoidish, the essence of Tvilu is that the person wants to be connected again Noichach Pnei Hashem Bekoyach the Tvilu, which is Mestabik HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Pshat Shivchi Kamayim Libayich Bishas Tvilu. What should be the Tvilu? Kamayim, like the Bakush of the Mayim. The Bakush is Noichach Pnei Hashem. They want to be Noichach Pnei Hashem. So also the Tachlis of the Tvilu should be Noichach Pnei Hashem. And that's this capital Tehillim, Tvilah Leuni Chiyatav Lifnei Hashem Yishbech Sichoi, which Dovid HaMelech says goes on the Tekus of Zoyish Ledoid Achroin, Va'am Nibi Halal Ko, is the Tatsu of Hashem to Tvilah Leuni Chiyatav, Bishas, a person makes himself like a Uni and Mispalta Kodesh Baruch Hu, what should be his Bakusha? Lifnei Hashem Yishbech Sichoi. The Tvilah should be, they should be Zoyich to be Lifnei Hashem. That's the Tvilah, should be Mekashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bahamas and today in the Sliches, the whole Pismans, all, every Pisca of the Sliches speaks about this Nekida. The four Nimzois be Yisrael, Makriva Akobim, there was Makrovus Kabunis, Imchatua Ekashuni, Kile Ovachlovan. Now, when he's in the Chobim, V'ayini Levad Milusi, V'oilusi Svilusi. There's nothing left besides the Tvilu. And then all the shekler of this Slicha. There's no chatos, there's no oilu. Ve'eshbech has tinusi ve'apel tchinusi. Part of the avoidance of Yom Kippur was the Siyah Mishtalayach, and Klal Yisrael used to see the Chit HaShuni that was hanging in the Beis HaMikdash. The red thread used to turn to white, and that was a simon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mahapach Klal Yisrael mi Choyv L'Schis. So there's a drash. And the pusing is Hashirim, Kichit Hashuni Sivsaisayach. Now that we haven't got the Siyah Mishtalayach, we haven't got the simon of the Chit Hashuni, Kichit Hashuni Sivsaisayach. The Tvilis, the Klal Yisrael, a Mevakesh, that's Bimkoim, the Kichit Hashuni, that's Bimkoim, that's the way how we can change over Mikav Zachis, Mikav Vachoybu, Mikav Zachis. And could be the Oimek Abshat, with what we explained before. The Chit Hashuni, What's the simon of the Chet Hashuni? Change from red, change to white. What's the simon? What's pshat in the simon? So it says Mikol Chatesaychem Yom Hazeh Yechap Aleichem Mikol Chatesaychem Lifnei Hashem Tetudi. So Magdol Shemazbetz two in Yune. One in is in of Mechilas Chet. Push it Moichel the Chet. And other Inyan is that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu makes the person, is wipes out all the simonim of the chet from the neshama of the person, and that's a separate chesed that Hakadosh Baruch Hu does. Besides the fact he is meichel the chet, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is menake and wipes out all the simonim of chet and makes him kiri is a bria chadusha. That's one thing. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mechapet the chet. The second thing is defnei Hashem tetudi. And that was the simon of the Chit Hashuni. The Klal Yisrael change from red to white means, even though before was im yadimi katoilu, that Klal Yisrael had simonim of Chet, the Nishoma was melichlich b'chatuim, now b'koyich the tshiva, they were nehepach to b'ri chadusha, the flesh of Nishoma. And b'meile, now, the Medrash says that that's b'koyich the tvile. Now that we don't have the Mishamigdash, we don't have all the avoidis that the Kahanim used to do in order to be Mahapach Klal Yisrael, Me'udam Lelovan, the way how to do it is B'koyach HaTvilah, because B'koyach HaTvilah, a person can change himself completely, not just have a scabble, his bakushas that he asked. He asked for Chayim, he asked for Panusa, whatever he asked for. That's one part of Tfilah, push it to ask the bakushas. The Mu'amka stick in the kid of Tfilah is to be become a Kishta Kodesh Baruch and become a B'rich Hadusha, like the Kali Yisrael used to become a B'sas, the B'sas Mikdash, Kichit Hashun Yisif Zaysayi. I'd like to read also a Mushla de Chovetz Chaim, a Gewaltige Mushla de Chovetz Chaim. It says, there was once a Yid who ran into trouble with his taxes in Russia, and he had a Mishpat, awaiting a Shvele Mishpat, and Kiyidiyah, where he did that Navla, and Kiyidiyah, in those days it was even worse when they were all anti-Semitic, and it was push it Achas Tuse was to get a terrible Einish. And he knew his Mishpat was coming up in a few months' time, and he asked people, what's the way out? So he said, look, it's a very, very difficult situation. If you manage to get the audience with the Tsar, maybe somehow start to think, how could he get audience, or how did he get to the Tsar, who some maybe go to this one, has a sort of connections. First he said, no, I'll try myself. He comes, he travels all the way to St. Petersburg, he comes, he waits outside there, he sees guards and the dog, he starts coming a bit near, someone shouts, what do you want? said, I would like to speak to the Tzar. Who are you? You have an appointment? Said, no, he start laughing. You better get away from me quickly. We don't think kindly to strangers dancing around to them the Tsar's palace. So he went back and started trying other avenues. So happened someone knocked on his door, dressed in rags, and asked, can you please stay here for a few weeks or so? So he had rachmonis. He let him in, he didn't ask, is he a yid or a goy? He let him stay in. And he was kind to him, he gave him to eat, he gave him to drink. And afterwards he left, he thanked him very much, and forgot about the story. Then he heard a few weeks later that the derech of the Tsar was, sometimes he wanted to have a change, he didn't want his fed up of sitting in his palace with being the melech. He wanted to feel as a tam how it is to mingle with the pushet oilem, and he liked to hear what's going on. He wanted to hear that, and he complained, see what's going on. So he used to dress himself up with rags, and he had people who were security, who were looking from afar. He had these ways how he assured himself nothing would happen to him, and that's how he go from town to town. And someone said, you know, a few weeks ago he was here in this town. He gave out, he was here, stayed in it. He couldn't get over it. The Tsar stayed in his house, just up in Eretz. He could have asked him, he didn't toivis, he could have asked him to help, and now he is in his palace. Give out, there's no how he can come close to him. His Amos Nefesh is Ein L'Shaim, Ein L'Tayim. So Chofetz Chaim says a gewaltige Sache. We see in the Chazal, Yaakov was fighting with the Malach Shel Esav. So Malach said, stop, now it's time, I have to go. You have to leave me go. Why do you have to leave me go? He says, comes a time to say Shida. After all these years that this Malach has been in existence, it's now come the time to say Shida. He has to leave everything, he has to go say Shida. Yaakov Evini, say Shir whenever he wants, doesn't have once in 70 years when they're letting him to say Shir Takodesh Baruch Hu. Even Malu'uchim has special times when they are allowed to have an audience Takodesh Baruch Hu. It's Nisht Hefke, there's no 24 hours whenever you want, you can come in. Even the Shumas of Gerizah Tzadikim were in Gan Eden, even though they have a gewaltige Tanigim, a gewaltige Matreikis, but they don't have the right to come to Bakushis or Shiris Rebuchas whenever they want. It can be once in 100 years. And when they have this chis, they realize the immense chis, because they know how difficult it is and what's the chis to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But, says the Chofetz Chaim, in this world, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behastuda, it's still a gewaltige chis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whenever a yid wants, he can be mispelled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever, and they have to realize, the Chofetz Chaim, the gewaltige chis that a person has here, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kerikav Yuchel, dressed up, is Bastuda, he doesn't show himself. But we believe, we know that he's here with us, and we have a chis, he's ready to listen to a yid, Bo'ilim Azei, B'chol Shu, B'chol Aise, B'chol Shu. And that's the gewaltige chis that we have, and b'fat b'yom ruam ha'ili, when it's zman le'tvile, that we have this chis and the koyach to be mispallel and to say shir zishbuches, that we shall help with our gitke ben shirak zivich simetek.